Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Week 18 of the NFL season coming up tomorrow, getting things started on a Saturday with two big-time games with playoff implications. Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, Toby Altizer, Doc Walker sitting in for the guys today. One of the big games coming up on Sunday, though, is Ravens-Steelers. And, I mean, we should have known, whenever you have this sort of rivalry, there's going to be extra juice around it, especially for a game that is a playoff game. Winner goes, loser stays home, is done for the year.
Those are the best.
But we should have known, too, that there's going to be extra stuff around this game.
Always.
Baltimore, seemingly the last couple of years, has had a little bit more drama start to tick up a little bit. We are having the should Harbaugh return discussion, this and that. Going into this one, they're questioning if Lamar is going to play, and now you're starting to hear that rumors that Harbaugh's sick of Lamar, Lamar's sick of Harbaugh, and is Lamar actually hurt, or is he milking it a little bit, and is he going to want out of Baltimore? Are they going to move on? Because all this craziness, multiple-time MVP quarterback, really hasn't won anything yet, but still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And then on the flip side, anywhere Aaron Rodgers goes is going to be drama, Doc. We all know that with what he, all his stuff. All his
drama
stuff.
Drama queen, yeah.
And he's led his team to a point where they could have clinched playoff spots plenty of times. Now they're stuck in a spot where they got to beat the Ravens in this one to move on and get into the playoffs. But if they lose this one, could that be the final time that we see Aaron Rodgers on a football field?
I don't think so. I don't think Aaron's ego will allow him not to be a part of this. Because just go with the opposite of whatever he says. Can you imagine him without the NFL? I can't. No. He keeps bluffing like, I'm going to go away. No, he's not.
He's not going to disappear.
He's going to be on one of these networks. He's going to be somewhere. Because he lives for this.
He'll be on some podcast talking about conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and he's so good. He's been so good at it. Of course, with Big Tony being still a fan, I just seeing him this nervous and seeing him all bent up, he'll come back and say, I told you it was going to happen. I don't buy that. And then this deal in Baltimore, they've been so good until they're not. No matter how well they've done, because they really, their core interest is that run-pass ratio thing. They hide it, but they really don't buy into just smash mouth. It's really what they want this guy to be, Houdini. And
well, what cracked me up the other
day, two train wrecks.
A couple of weeks ago when the Ravens lost their game against the Patriots, and people were wondering why the heck was Derrick Henry not on the field. And look, I understand the, okay, he struggled with fumbling issues. We're trying to do running back rotation and those things. How about we just get the best player, your best offensive weapon on the field? How about you just give him the football? How about we just stop screwing around? If I lose because I give the ball to Derrick Henry and it doesn't work out, I might just say, tip my cap, right? Like, whatever. I can't just not have him on the field. I saw Todd Monken had basically said, their offensive coordinator said, let's not do that against Green Bay. Let's not fool around. Let's just hand the football off to Derrick Henry.
Finally.
And look what he did.
Yeah, finally. How do I renegotiate if I'm handing the ball off to you and you make? Oh, man. These guys are egomaniacs. My program, my game. What's your record? That's why Andy's so much better than the field. You ever question Andy Reid? No, it's all about winning.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we have to do, however we have to do, it's about winning.
Well, and that's where you got to give credit to the Chiefs over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
They haven't won with style points.
No.
We always think about the Chiefs, and we think about those style points because we remember the Tyreek Hill days. Remember when Travis Kelce was in his prime, when Patrick Mahomes first took over the realm, and they're just throwing the ball all over the yard. Last couple of years, you're like, how the heck do they keep winning these close games?
Yeah.
Because they have a great defense.
O-line.
Good O-line.
Yeah.
They let Pat Mahomes, too, deserve some credit, where he's not going to Andy and being like, I got to be throwing for 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. No. He just wants to win. And
it's hard.
Sometimes we overcomplicate these things, Doc. When you're the Baltimore Ravens and you have Derrick Henry, a guy that looks like that, who's unique, one of the most unique running backs that I've ever seen, that size to be able to run with his speed and power, 36 for 216 and 4 touchdowns against the Packers last week. Sometimes it's not that difficult.
What does it remind you of, though?
Plan.
It reminds me of, like, it's like Harbaugh doesn't have control over the offense. It's like DQ doesn't have control over the offense. Whenever the head coach is asking for something that he doesn't get, I scratch my bald head till I'm bleeding. What? So it's an indictment upon whoever's in charge. If you're the head man, why aren't you getting what you want? Period.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there needs to be a lot of extra groupthink on this one. I'm excited to see what they do in this one. Lamar going to play in this one. And this Baltimore team is kind of in a spot where they started the year poorly. Lamar got injured. Their defense was maybe the worst I'd ever seen a Ravens defense that I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're starting to whip into shape. The defense is starting to play better.
It's
they're getting
time.
More back to that physical brand of football. And I tell you what, the Steelers might have just fumbled away their chances to get into the playoffs because they were in the driver's seat. And I wouldn't want to see the Ravens now where – yes, there's all that drama, but if Lamar's on the football field, you still got a top five, top 10 quarterback. They still got Derrick Henry. It seems like last week they reestablished that physical brand where they're just going to give Derrick Henry the football, and when the quarterback has to make plays, now you've got Lamar back, and their defense is starting to whip into shape.
If they stick to the script, which they usually don't, you'd be right. But then Watt comes back. See, the Steelers need Watt. Again, that helps them be who they are. Their interior has been pretty well. But that's what the beauty of sports is, that we get a chance to watch that, really not knowing what the outcome would be. And so those that are wagering heavily on this, their gut would be tied up, man. This is going to be a gut buster.
Derrick Henry, I don't know how many more years we're going to get to watch him play football.
Now, and point of interest. Got to hold on to the damn ball.
100%. 100%. I mean, he hadn't had fumbling issues really throughout his career. But this year, when you think back to week one against Buffalo.
That was pathetic.
Changed the entire game.
Yeah. Changed the season.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. The Ravens have allowed the rest of the field to do whatever they're doing.
Yes.
I mean, to me, I took them against Kansas City, which was the dumbest thing I've ever done. Because I trusted them at home when they had home field. I said, there's no way. And I'll be damned. I watched it. And they would not run. And I said, then never again. I'll never deal with the chatter. I'm tired of hearing the quarterback. I don't want to hear what you say anymore. It's becoming this thing like you're going to talk. You can't talk your way into this. You got to play your way into it. You can't turn it over yourself. As great as he is, he's also been a part of the problem. And then he's done some beautiful things, and they get dropped by guys who hardly ever dropped the ball. So it's like they're snake bitten. There's something going on with this Ravens aura, and they're going to have to fix it, or they're going to end up being like Tampa Bay. That and the Buccaneers are the craziest things that I cannot explain.
So Derrick Henry, 32 years old now, he had 12,000 rushing yards in high school, 3,500 in college, and now 12,500 in the NFL.
He's a lumberjack, no doubt.
And at some point, you're like, okay, someone's going to wear down. Generally, you get a running back that has that tread on the tires. You think, oh, okay, they're going to wear down. I don't know that there's many running backs in the history of football that are 6'2", 250. I mean, with his speed and breakaway ability.
It's amazing.
It's incredible to watch what he's able to do. I've seen him in person a couple of times, Doc, and if you haven't seen him in person, it's almost tough to describe. Like, he looks like another lineman out there. Like, when they break the huddle, like, oh, okay, there's their left tackle. Oh, that's Derrick Henry. He's going to the backfield. What the heck is that?
Yeah. You wouldn't imagine that he ever would have been underutilized.
Yes. Never.
That's the amazing part about this.
Well, remember, he got off to a little bit of a slow start in his career, too. And then Tennessee was like, oh, we have a tank back there. Let's just hand it to him. You don't have to overthink this one. He's someone that if you can get him before he gets going, you can still find success against him.
Yeah.
But once he gets that head of steam going, good luck.
You're done.
I mean, you're screwed.
The band will start playing before you get him. Yeah, that's that's why. How do you not watch this weekend, man? This is why the NFL is the NFL. But if you're a fan of these particular, it's crazy. But I cannot. I really cannot. This is must see this weekend. And if you were have to put a little scratch on this, do you trust Tampa Bay? My boy Todd Bowles, love Todd.
I can't trust him, Doc.
When he got out of character. See, he's like one of the coolest dudes you'll ever meet. What you see is what you get. When he blew, he had to throw his hand, play the hand he had. Had they won following that, we go, okay, yeah, this dude's got that touch. They didn't. They lost.
They've lost 7 of their last 8.
Yeah.
And a lot of these games have been close, but they're losing to some bad football teams. I mean, so just going back weeks ago to start this, they lost to the Patriots 28-23.
Good team.
They lost to the Bills 44-32.
Good team.
They got smoked by the Rams 34-7.
Good team.
They finally won. They beat the Cardinals 20-17.
Terrible team.
But then listen to these close games against some teams that they're not bad teams necessarily. Some of these teams are coming on, but they're not great. The Saints, they lost to the Saints 24-20.
Hot now.
They lost to the Falcons by a point, 29-28.
Schizophrenic.
They lost the Panthers on the road 23-20, who they're going to face tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then they lost the Dolphins last week 20-17.
Now that's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying.
You had me up until the pocket. Go with the Dolphins, but it's typical NFL. You know, what you see is what you get. The question is, what's their future look like? Can't wait to see. Now, they had a guy that's perfect for the game, but he beat Flores. You need a jackass running a program down there because of all the outside attractions. It's like being in Vegas.
Yeah, because it's Miami.
You can't put the candy man down there and have him running a program in Miami. Not going to work. Not going to work.
It's run its course with Mike McDaniel. And I like him. I like his style of offense. But it's run its course down there.
It feels like it. No, it really does. It feels like it. And I think, what was the profile of the people that have had success at Miami? Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
So it's a personality thing. You know, the good humor man is not going to work there. Maybe some places it does work. I found it very difficult for me to measure up where a guy who passes out ice cream and candy is really good in football. You know, it's almost like the people who turn programs around, just look at their personalities. People who fix things or flip the agenda on programs. Who are they like?
Yeah.
Do you want to spend time with them? No. But they get the job done. That's what I'm saying. You're asking to get a warden to be a guy that should be driving an ice cream truck. Doesn't work.
Other game tomorrow is a heck of a game. The first game is a playoff game of sorts, Panthers and Buccaneers. It's a playoff clinching scenario. Yeah. If the Panthers win, then they're in. If the Buccaneers win, they still need the Falcons to lose
That's horrible.
Which is wild because the Falcons have been eliminated for two or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But if the Falcons win and the Buccaneers win, all three teams at the top there will be the Panthers, Buccaneers, and Falcons will finish 8-9. But because of the tiebreakers, the Panthers will win. It's just
awful.
Just a wild scenario that they've been eliminated.
But I want a camera following them.
Yeah.
If that happens, because it's like the people on death row is like following the people about to be executed. And what do you do? How do you handle? I mean, that those final moments into it. Mid-80s, we were, and at one point in time, we needed the Cowboys to beat the Niners to get in. It's the worst position to be in. Leave yourself to where you need someone else to do your work.
Yes.
And, of course, it's Dallas, and they fail you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you deserve it. So that's. But I would love to have a camera in on those people.
Well, and the worst is scenarios going on Sunday.
A what? You mean scenario.
Scenarios.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Patriots, if they beat the Dolphins, which is likely, then they still have an opportunity at the one seed. But they need the Broncos to lose to the Chargers, and the Chargers are sitting Justin Herbert's.
Not happening.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, thanks a lot.
That's the worst, is when you're having to depend on somebody that they're not even playing their guys.
Yeah, send a lot.
You remember what the Chiefs did last year?
Yeah.
Which one was that one?
Yeah, Denver.
Yeah, they didn't want Cincy to get in the playoffs, so they sat everyone, and they lost like 40-0 or something in the final week.
To Denver, yeah.
Yeah, old buddy Carson Wentz was starting that game, right?
And in the quarterback series, they were just showing Joe Burrow just like sitting on the couch while they're losing by 4. He's like, well, I guess that's it.
Yeah, good.
That's good memory.
The other game on Saturday, though, is a heck of a matchup. Seahawks and Niners. Winner wins the NFC West and gets the one seed. The Seahawks can win with clinch it with a tie as well. So they're technically ahead. But winner wins the West and the one seed. And this is a heck of a matchup. I mean, this is why I hate the idea that the whole reason this season has fallen apart here is injuries. San Francisco has been injured as much as anybody in the league with their top guys. And they got a chance at the one seed tomorrow against Seattle. And I like on Seattle's side of the football, they play great defense. And Sam Darnold, I think we're seeing a little bit of a trend now with some of these quarterbacks that are getting second chances. And he's been incredible this year.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything until he beats the Niners. Because most of us are waiting for him to implode.
Correct.
Because of him, not because of them. Because you can't be the quarterback and be the number one pick and be all this stuff and have everybody carry you. No, you're the straw that turns the drink. So he's got to get the job done, or it's going to be the same old Sam. Good up until the temperature, gets too hot. Then I can't count on him. Now, who are you counting on? The way Purdy was dancing, and then there's Shanahan. This is why this one is. I always come up with this imaginary scenario that the winner, if you could go to, we'll send you a Learjet, will fly you to any point you want to go to see whatever game you want to see. Which one would you take as a prize? Where would you want to be?
For this weekend?
Yes.
Mm.
You get to go first class, Learjet, 5-star hotel, steak and lobster, the whole 9 yards. What game do you want 2 tickets to go to?
I think I'm going to go watch Ravens Steelers.
I'm going to Seattle. Because I already know the Ravens Steelers. I mean, two gag artists going, you're right, one of them has got to win. Because that's what they are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's almost like.
It's the right to get into losing the wild card round.
Exactly, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, I call it fake gangsters. They look the part, they sound the part, they got the right uniform, they got everything going on, but you don't end up getting the results. My error, I'm thinking Steelers, steel curtain. But let's face it.
Yeah, this ain't
it's all bluff. It's all smoke and mirrors.
I think if I were a Steelers fan, I'd be so done with this era of Steelers football. I think Mike Tomlin can coach, but at what point is it about winning Lombardis versus just finishing above 500? Because they're going to do it again, Doc.
They're just like this whole environment where social media, they trend well. You know what I mean? They get a lot of hits.
They're never going to have a losing record. They're also never going to win a playoff game.
Exactly. Exactly. They're not going to win a damn thing. Neither one of them. In the reality in that, somebody may call, prove me wrong, if either one of those two programs is dancing at the end of this whole thing.
Yeah, it's not
going to happen. Not going to happen. You know it and I know it. But it's the bluff. It's the lead into it. It's like a trailer for a movie. It looks great. But then again, you sleep if you're watching the whole damn thing. So
the only thing that worries me a little bit about Seattle is their defense is really, really good. And I'm excited to watch these playoffs because I think you could see some teams led by their defenses go on some runs. I think Houston fits into that category.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But Seattle fits a little bit with what you like because they'll commit to the run. They run the football. When you look at their rushing attempts this season, they are sixth in the league. They are not very good at it, though. They are 16th in the league in total rushing yards. You look at Zach Charbonnet has 167 carries on the year. He's averaging under four a pop. Kenneth Walker, if you had him in fantasy this year, you know he's been up and down. He's averaging 4.5 a pop, so it's gotten a little bit better. But in their passing game, Sam Darnold has been, I would say, relatively good this year to really good, but they rely on one receiver, maybe a little bit too much.
He's vicious.
JSN has been spectacular this year.
Yeah.
Probably the offensive player of the year. 1,700 receiving yards. Cooper Kupp is their number two receiver. He has 564. That's a 1,200-yard difference between their number one and number two receivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that worries me a little bit about them. You get into the playoffs is, what if a team just decides that they're going to, by any means necessary, slow down JSN? Do they have enough firepower around that? Even though their defense is nasty, do they have enough going on outside of that to win these games?
And can the Niners generate enough pressure with their current situation?
Yeah.
That's why this is cool, because we don't know. I don't know. But are you going to bet on Sam? See, to me, it's what, are you going to bet on Sam?
Well, and that's the other thing. I'm saying, can they? What if a team decides to sell out to slow down JSN? You're telling me teams haven't done that all year, and he's still gone for 1,700 yards.
Yeah, well, some guys can't be stopped.
That's the point.
Yeah, nobody can stop him but the clock. So, but that's what, now that's what makes sports so intriguing.
Yes.
Because it really isn't, I mean, what are we going to do, two numbskulls? We're going to figure this thing out and talk about it. They're going to get out there and do it. And it's Shanahan, who up until the final game of the year, is pretty doggone good at what he does. He's having some problems in these Super Bowls, but getting to them and getting around it, and it's their pedigree. Because, some, as you mentioned earlier, certain cities are crying about injuries. They prove what development looks like.
Yeah.
When you develop your backups, you don't lose games because of them.
No excuses. True next man up mentality.
But it's training. See, you can't have next man up without great trainers, great teachers, scheme people, strength and conditioning people. It's so many things involved in making sure that the others are damn good. It's never discussed, but now the Niners are an organization of example.
Yeah,
this is what it looks. The rest of y'all talk a lot of trash, but you make excuses for your poor ability to train. We've been begging for rookies to play all year. Why don't they play? You select them, but half our fan base is, We want to get more picks. Why? What the hell do you do with what you have?
Yeah.
You can't get your own people on the field. And you want me to give you more leeway? I don't think so.
That's Doc Walker. I'm Toby Altizer in for the Sports Junkies. We'll continue taking a look at Week 18 of the NFL, getting underway tomorrow. You're listening to Sports Junkies on The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Week 18 of the NFL season gets underway tomorrow. Two good games on the docket tomorrow. Panthers and Buccaneers is a playoff game. Winner wins the division, unless it's the Buccaneers and they need the Falcons to lose. Seahawks and Niners, winner wins the division and gets the one seed in the NFC. It's already crazy that, it's funny, Doc, NFL seasons are always fun, but they seem to fly by, and yet, here in Washington, I wish this season was done about 7 weeks ago. Like, I can't believe we're already to week 18. You know, I don't know if you play fantasy football, but you're already wrapping up fantasy leagues all last week, because they don't usually play the final week of the season. We're getting into the playoffs next week. Like, it doesn't seem like we should already be there, and yet, when I think about the Commander season, I'm like, holy crap, it's been a long time since this team has mattered.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's a lot of fun. It's like when you do ball games, and I used to do so many games, and you're prepping for games, then I couldn't, there's only so much time that you can invest in it. Now, if you're not doing it, then I get it. But to me, I took one shot at it, and I just go, no, it's like waging the whole nine yards. Everywhere I pick, if I pick them and play them, they'll lose. If I don't do it, they win. I say, okay, everybody can't do everything. I'll just do it my way and stay out of it and winner take all. My generation we didn't bet. It was winner take all.
Yep.
You in or not? Yeah.
Couple of other games in week 18 that have some interest. Titans and Jaguars. The Jags can clinch the AFC South with a win. I believe they're still alive for the one seed as well. We were talking about that earlier with the Broncos. They'll clinch the AFC one seed with a win against the Chargers. But what do you made of the Jags this year? Because they're interesting. No one's really talking about them. You know, they're a team that currently, as it stands in the playoff picture in the AFC, they hold the three seed. Right now they would match up with the Chargers if things ended today. But they're 12-4.
Well, because when they huffed and puffed, when we did talk about them, and they gagged in the bright lights. Their quarterback has legs and an arm. He can do it all. The question is, will he?
Yeah. There's no question about the talent. It's there.
Yeah, he's like got rep. We've done all these things, but are you actually going to do it when it matters? And so it's normal to bet against him.
Which is funny because at Clemson, when it mattered, you saw
it. He was a beast.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence.
He was a beast.
So I have this working theory. I'm curious your thoughts on it.
Okay.
So my new thought process, because I've seen it now a couple of times, when there's a guy that is thought to be, oh, he's the dude, and it's, you know, Trevor, we were looking years ahead like, oh, he's the number one pick. You knew it as a freshman. Yeah. He was the number one pick when he finally comes out. We've seen that a couple of times. Caleb Williams was the same way, and we're seeing him play better football this year. Versus the guys that come out, Joe Burrow was like, oh, well, he's incredible, had the greatest year of college football ever, but
yeah, okay.
Is he a one-year wonder? And look at what he's done in the pros. Obviously, a lot of injuries there, but...
And he's with the Bengals.
Jaden Daniels has been a similar thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where it was like, okay, Jaden was supposed to be a mid-round pick, and then he has the season where he wins the Heisman and number two overall pick, and look what he's done in the pros mm-hmm. in his time. Obviously, like, injuries as well there. But what do you make of the college guy that we all think is going to be the... Oh, he's surefire. Remember, it's Tank for Tua as well, right? Surefire. That guy is going to be a stud. And then they get to the pros, and they're maybe not quite that, versus the guy that at the end of his college tenure is kind of ascending and then gets to the pros and plays well. My thought process, my theory is maybe we see these guys peak, and they're already close to their ceiling like a Trevor Lawrence, where he's playing like a, you know, his ceiling is not much higher, and he's played at a high level, and so you're going to get that. But then you get a guy like a Jaden Daniels or Joe Burrow that's coming out. Maybe they only had the quote-unquote 1 year in college, but they're still ascending, and then they get to the pros and continue to grow.
I think what the LSU duo have is they had the level of competition in the SEC, which is the closest thing to the NFL, and they didn't blink. So they were hit, and they made throws. They were challenged, and they succeeded. They both have legs. They both have cannons, and they're highly competitive. Trevor was in a lesser division. He played lesser competition and excelled, but we don't know until we know. And that is real live bullets. And he has come up short on the team. You're going to be on the worst team. That's why Mahomes is so interesting. But he also didn't have to be forced into it as a baby.
Correct, yeah.
And he had Andy. And they were able to wean him up. And he was at Texas Tech. So he didn't have the allies. He was noticeable. I remember we having his agent on the show back in the old days. And he said, we got a kid coming out. And they projected.
I loved watching him at Texas Tech.
Oh, man. You saw what he was capable of, mm-hmm. but you still quite didn't know. I still think you put him up with a running game, and it's almost like a seasoning. That's like prep. That allows them to mature. If they got to do it all, I think it's difficult.
Well, and sometimes, too, we talk about this, and I think Harbaugh was talking about this. I've heard Kevin O'Connell talk about this, saying it, a lot of times with these quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks, it's more so on the coaching staff, ownership, general managers failing them than it is them necessarily failing. And you wonder if some of that didn't happen with Trevor Lawrence. Urban Meyer was there, remember, when he was an NFL head coach.
It was a train wreck.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
Right? And so they've had to go through a couple of iterations, and now you finally get a guy that it seems like they've hit gold with, Liam Cohen, and you wonder Excellent. If maybe that starts to take off a little bit.
Well, yeah, and then the team around him, does he have to do everything? Does he have help? And the help is a running game. Help is the offensive line. Does he have a left tackle? Is he protected? His legs, I didn't know he was as athletic as he is.
Yeah.
And
when I tell you what, one thing that they've done a spectacular job of is this year with them, everyone expected Brian Thomas Jr. to just explode into mm-hmm. his second year, and he's struggled. He mm-hmm. has not been the same guy. Remember, they made all that big trade to go up to two to get Travis Hunter. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be a big part of the offense. He's exactly. injured. Mm-hmm. And yet they've still made things work. They made a trade at the deadline that there were other ones that people were talking about, the Jalen Phillips trade and all those mm-hmm. things. No one talked about Jacoby Myers going over there. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Myers has been massive for them.
Mm-hmm.
And his time over there, he's been so, so good. And, you know, you look at the game log for him since he's been there, 3-41, 6-64, 6-50, 6-90, 4-39, 5-71. He's been so big for them to have a reliable target, 3 touchdowns in his time there. He's been so reliable for them, and you wonder if they're not as effective on offense if they don't go make that move at the deadline.
They're not, because Trevor needs help. I don't think all of them do. Montana had help.
Yeah.
Show me a great one that didn't have
the ultimate help.
A great wide receiver or tight end. Somebody, they all work in group, but it's the stigma with Jacksonville. We don't expect it. But if they can't buy into that, and then again, can you run on them? Most good teams, you can't run on that team. Because if I can run on you, I control the clock. I limit possessions. What team do you know that's worth a damn that allows you to run on them? Doesn't happen.
No.
Doesn't happen on you. So when we start talking about here, locally with the, you know, it's, and that's just not the case now. So I'm curious as to how you want to build and build success. I mean, we've seen it done. You can opt out and try to do it a different way, but I don't believe in that.
The game going for the one seed in this one, Chargers and Broncos. Broncos will clinch the AFC with one seed with a win. Herbert's sitting for L.A., so it's likely that the Broncos will win this one. Mm-hmm. What do you make of them this year? Their defense is disgusting. It is so good. Vance Joseph has done a heck of a job there. Going back, something a little slept on. He was the head coach there. Didn't work out. He's going back as D coordinator. They're so good defensively. I like watching them because I love their edge rushers. There's no bones about what they are. They are speed guys.
They're coming.
And their get-off is incredible. Yeah. Nick Benito doesn't get talked about
enough. No, you're right. They're coming. They're bending. They've got the demeanor of the head coach. You know, Vance is and to be humbled and knowing that, okay, this didn't work, but here's what I'm man, that's no – and plus, who wants to leave Denver? You know, knowing where you are, want to be in your place, but it's about being directed. And don't talk yourself into things. Work your way into things.
Mm-hmm.
They're all – just cut the film on. You can see them. I don't need you to sell me on a commercial. This is not a motion picture. It's real. We sell too many damn promos here. We can't stop a nosebleed. And yet you're talking about defensive line and linebackers. It's so obvious. Then why the hell isn't it fixed? So that's what I can't wait for this game to be over. You know, I wish I could be bewitched and just twinkle my toe. Game over. Now what are we going to do? That's the big question.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? And have you identified the issues? Because I don't think you have. I really don't think you have. I think you're playing a game. And it's Russian roulette. And I can't wait to see what happens. Because somebody needs to be blown away.
We'll get into the Commanders coming up at 8 o'clock. I want to talk about this game coming up on Sunday. What are some things to watch? I got some notes on some things that we can keep an eye out for. Some milestones that we can keep an eye out for. But, Doc, I don't know if you know this. We're working with a celebrity today. Unfunny Ben, as he's known by the junkies.
You mean Mr. Strober?
Yeah, legend.
You mean Mr. Mystic? Mr. Bullets?
Yeah,
Mr.
Breaks it all down.
Hoops? Mr. Whatever? He can't. So many different hats.
Mr.
And
Basketball.
He works for that big guy that works around here, too, right?
Yeah.
What's his name?
National radio host, second youngest
BTP.
In charge.
He's the leader of the late nights now.
That's his new moniker? Leader of
yes.
late nights? Yeah, okay.
Wanna
he
check
needs
it.
A GPS around his neck just to figure out how to get home.
We got a Wizards expert, so I want to get a check-in on the Wiz. They've won three of their last four, Doc.
Yeah, well, why are you not smiling?
I'm fired up. I like what they're doing. We'll talk about the Wiz with Ben Strober next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Doc, there's a hot team in the district. A team that's rolling, won 3 of 4, and it's not who you would think.
You're daggone right. Now, that's a statement. That's an understatement. Oh, my goodness. But our guy's covering them, so that means double bonus for us.
Yeah, credit to Ben Strober, Unfunny Ben, as he's known on Sports Junkies, Toby Altizer, and Doc filling in for the guys today.
What do you mean unfunny? He's hilarious.
That's his nickname.
I know.
That's what he's been called.
So it's the worst nickname in sports radio.
Yeah, but it's not true. So that's the good news.
That is the good news. Yeah. At least somebody can vouch for me, because I know none of the four guys who normally sit there would do it.
But how about the Wiz, Strobes? They are rolling. They've won 3 of 4. You got the young guys playing some good basketball. Get us up to snuff on what's going on with the Wiz.
It's funny you brought up it's not the team people would expect to have won 3 of 4 at this point in the year or around the new year. I honestly, if you would ask me, I would have hoped it would have been the Burgundy and Gold. But here we are, because the objective for this Wizards team was not to predicate the season based on wins and losses this year. You're trying to develop your young players, and obviously you have a top 8 protection on your first round pick, meaning that if you don't pick in the top 8, that pick goes to the New York Knicks. So I think it's pretty important that this team doesn't lose its first round pick. The only way you guarantee keeping that first round pick is by finishing bottom 4. Now, the Wizards are still in that position. They were worst in the league as much as 2 weeks ago, but they've gotten hot over the last 9 games, winning 5 of them. But they're playing better basketball because their young core of players is developing in a way that's contributing to winning basketball. They're playing better down the stretch. They're playing better in the fourth quarter because of contributions from guys who continue to improve their game every single night. Trey Johnson is out there. He's now back healthy, and he looks like the shooter that he was advertised to be coming out of the draft. People thought he was the best shooter. And man, 9 straight three-pointers to break a franchise record for rookies, consecutive made threes. That's impressive stuff. I've been impressed with the resurgence of Bob Carrington, who had a really big struggle the first 21 games he played this season, learning a new role, trying to play point guard for this team. He's shooting the hell out of the basketball, over 45% now from behind the arc. And then the emergence of Keyshawn George and Alex Saar, who look like completely different players here in number 2 than they were year number 1. There's a great group of guys blossoming right now for this team, and it's a good thing to be encouraged that it's leading to winning basketball. I don't think it means they're going to win a whole lot the rest of the way, but you know that it's possible. You know that these players are capable going forward, and you have a lot to build around.
The lack of commitment to defense has all been the overriding issue for, what, a decade?
Long time, Doc.
Yeah, I mean, I know that that's the one thing I look for in that. Do they do it just innately? Or do they just understand that you got to get stops in order to be good? I know we're talking about the blueprint of OKC, but they get stops, and you don't have to beg them to do it. That's the most encouraging thing about what I've watched the past couple of games, is that you don't have to beg them to defend.
Well, early in the season, and still they have the worst defensive rating in the NBA, so it's not like their defense is magically good all of a sudden. I think they're getting better. They're playing a little bit more cohesive on that end in terms of rotations, because they have a really hard time defending the three-point line. And we know how popular the three-pointer is in the NBA at this point. It's almost everything. Yeah. So if you can't stop it, you're screwed. But I think the reason the defense was so poor early on in the season wasn't because of like an effort thing or because, like you said, you have to beg them to go out and try it. When you have 12 players under 24 years old that haven't played in this league for a long time, you have rookie players, you have second year players that haven't played in the league for a long time. It's not easy to get stops in this league because of the talent that is around offensively. It's hard to ask a lot of young players to give you everything on the defensive side of the basketball, especially because a lot of them still have physical limitations to their game because they're 19 years old. It's going to take a couple years for those guys to fill out the frame, get to the physicality that they need to be good defenders. They're trying to build good habits on the defensive side of the basketball right now. And that's why you've seen some of these improvements over the last couple of weeks. And it's not going to materialize into them being a even top 20 defense probably this season at some point. But you want to see them build the habits for when they get into the year number three, year number four of their career. You know that they'll be capable of producing on that end.
Speaking of defense, one of my favorite players to watch defend for this team is Alex Saar. Mm-hmm. Leading the league in blocks per game, 2.3 per game. You've seen him improve in basically every single category. His efficiency numbers on the offensive end have gone up. His rebounds have gone up. His points have gone up. Assists have gone up. Blocks. Basically everything has gone up. And it's funny because we talk about this team not having lottery luck, and really they haven't. Aside from the fact that they did get the number two overall pick and took Alex Saar, and
amen.
I think they have nailed that pick. Even though maybe people don't feel like he's the star, I do think they've nailed that pick.
Yeah.
Strobes, I think what we've seen from him growing as a player has been really impressive on the offensive end, and I think he can be a defensive anchor for them as well.
I think he's been an all-star this year, and he's not going to get the recognition for it because it's a popularity contest, but if you look at him by the numbers, offensively and defensively, he's played like a top eight center in the league as a 20-year-old player in year number two, and it's a complete night and day difference for the kid. You bring up the defense, I look to the offense because he was afraid of getting to the basket, afraid of living at the rim where a 7-foot-1 guy should live. He didn't do that last year. He had a change in mentality, and I don't know what flip switched for him. I don't know if he was just getting comfortable, getting used to the physicality that you see in the NBA. He's afraid of nobody now. He'll take it to the chest of Jaren Jackson Jr. He'll take it to the chest of Giannis. He's a guy that fears nobody when he's on the floor right now. And it's getting to the point where guys are going to start to fear him because of the presence he brings on the rim. Not just putting pressure on the rim offensively. He protects the rim better than almost anyone in the league, not named Victor Wembanyama. That's the only guy I'd really could say definitively is a better rim protector than him right now because Wemby is a literal alien. That's why he's better. Wemby is special. He's a stud. Saar's an up-and-coming stud for sure. And I think he's the most important piece of this Wizards rebuild. For it to all come together and materialize into being a contender in a couple of years, you needed to hit on Alex Saar. They have.
Can he stay on the floor?
That's been
their problem.
I think he can.
Is that all the prospects overall don't play every night, aren't available. And that availability thing is true. It matters. Can you show up and play? And I'm pleased with him. He's a joy. I'm so used to being disappointed, but in this case, I'm thrilled.
He's been spectacular. Real quick, though, we got to hit a break, but okay. Strobes was over there the other night. I don't know that you've had the opportunity, or if you have had the opportunity, Doc, to watch Victor Wembanyama in person. I think there's one guy that I would say is more must-watch in all of sports, and that's probably Shohei, because we may never see someone
aliens.
That's that good at what they do ever
aliens.
Again. But Victor Wembanyama, in terms of seeing a guy in person that just doesn't make any sense, Strobes, I mean, watching him play basketball, just looking at him, I've never seen anyone like him.
He was 5 feet away from me. He walked right next to me, and I looked up, and I think I forgot where I was for a second. And I had the same kind of epiphany when I saw Giannis in person for the first. He walked right by me in the tunnel. I was like, how the hell is this a real person? And then I saw Wemby, and his arms were nearly touching the floor, but his head was at the rim. I was like, what is happening? And as he's warming up, he's doing his little thing where he'll kind of just go around like a defender, like a fake screen or whatever, and go dunk. He just dunks the basketball without even jumping every single time. I'm like, what in the world? I can barely touch the net.
It's unbelievable.
I feel like we're about Joker.
Well, he's just insane. It's just insane how good he is.
But how he looks. As opposed to how he plays.
Yeah.
And doesn't look like results.
No. And he just gets better with age.
What is he not great at?
Nothing.
He's the best player in the world.
I agree.
Absolutely
there
incredible.
You go. I agree. In the world. and he's the least likely guy.
I know.
If he walked to a pickup, he went to a blacktop, and the boys were out there playing, he walked up, nobody would want him.
Yeah.
They'd look at him and think he's goofy. Oh, this dude.
They'd want a seven-footer.
Yeah, but
not at the playground, they wouldn't. No, because they don't want somebody just dunking.
Let's get into the Commanders. What are you watching for in the final game coming up on Sunday? I got some things that you can keep an eye out for, because I know you're not a – are you excited about watching Josh Johnson? Probably not, but I got some things that we can talk about. What are you watching for in the Commanders' final game on Sunday? You want to hop in 800-636-1067. Toby Altizer, Doc Walker in for the Junks.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.